Non-materialist neuroscience is not compelled to reject, deny, explain away, or treat as problems all evidence that defies materialism. That is promising because current research is turning up a growing body of such evidence. Three examples addressed in this book are the Psi effect, near-death experiences, NDEs, and the placebo effect. The Psi effect, as seen in such phenomena as extrasensory perception and psychokinesis, is a low-level effect to be sure, but efforts to disconfirm it have failed. NDEs have also become a more frequent subject of research in recent years, probably because the spread of advanced resuscitation techniques has created a much larger population that survives to recount them. As a result of the work of researchers such as Pim van Lommel, Sam Parnia, Peter Fenwick, and Bruce Grayson, we now have a growing base of information. The results do not support a materialist view of mind and consciousness as advanced by Pinker, who writes in Time, "When the physiological activity of the brain ceases, as far as anyone can tell, the person's consciousness goes out of existence." Most of us have not experienced unusual effects like Psi or NDE, but we have all probably experienced the placebo effect. Have you ever gone to your doctor to get a letter saying you can't go to work because you have a bad cold, and suddenly begun to feel better while sitting in the clinic leafing through magazines? It's embarrassing but easy to explain. Your mind generates messages to begin the analgesic or healing processes when you accept that you have in fact started on a path to recovery. Materialist neuroscience has long regarded the placebo effect as a problem, but it is one of the best attested phenomena in medicine. But for non-materialist neuroscience, it is a normal effect that can be of great therapeutic value when properly used. Materialism is apparently unable to answer key questions about the nature of being human and has little prospect of ever answering them intelligibly. It has also convinced millions of people that they should not seek to develop their spiritual nature because they have none. Some think that the solution is to continue to uphold materialism a bit more raucously than before. Currently, key materialist spokespersons have launched a heavily publicized and somewhat puzzling anti-God crusade. Anti-theistic works such as Breaking the Spell, Religion as a Natural Phenomenon, Daniel Dennett, The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins, God, the Failed Hypothesis, How Science Shows That God Does Not Exist, Victor J. Stanger, God Is Not Great, Christopher Hitchens, and Letters to a Christian Nation, Sam Harris, are accompanied by conferences such as the Science Network's Beyond Belief, and campaigns such as the YouTube Blasphemy Challenge.